Hello, my friend, and welcome to Women of Hope. I'm Tammy, and Carol is here too. Do you enjoy a good love story? Well, we have a special story to tell you today about a young woman who had an amazing adventure and had to make a very important choice.
It's also the story of a faithful servant who trusted his master's God to help him with a task, one that was, well, quite unusual.
I think you'll like this story. It's full of surprises.
Today, our friend Nancy has come to tell us a story. Nancy, is this a love story?
Yes, in some ways it is. But listen for what kinds of love we see and who is showing love. See if this story says something to you today. I hope you're comfortable and ready to listen. I love telling stories, especially stories like this one from God's Word. This story is about a man named Abraham who lived thousands of years ago. You've probably heard about him before on Women of Hope. He was very old and very wealthy. God had promised to give Abraham many descendants who would be a blessing to all the families of the earth. The only problem was Abraham and his wife Sarah didn't have any children. God had called Abraham and Sarah out of their homeland. They had followed God's directions and now lived as nomads, herding their animals among the people of the land who worshipped many idols. When they were very old, God finally gave them their promised son, whom they named Isaac. Our story begins 40 years later. Sarah had died, and it was time to find a wife for Isaac to continue the blessings God had promised. It was important for Isaac to marry a suitable woman. Abraham did not want to choose a young woman from among these idol-worshipping neighbors, and he didn't want to send Isaac away from the land God had promised. So how was he going to find a wife for Isaac? Let's find out as we listen to this true story from God's Word. One day, Abraham said to one of his most trusted servants, "Will you go to the country that I come from and find a wife for my son, Isaac? Please swear by the Lord God of heaven and earth that you will not let my son marry one of these local women. Go instead to my homeland, to my relatives, and find a wife there for my son. God will send his angels ahead of you, and he will see to it that you find a young woman there to be my son's wife. If she is unwilling to come back with you, then you are free from this binding agreement. But don't take my son there." The servant promised solemnly to follow Abraham's instructions. He loaded 10 camels with gifts from Abraham and set out for the long journey. The servant finally arrived in Abraham's homeland and went in the evening to the local well to give water to his camels. The servant prayed, "O Lord, God of my master, the young women of the village are coming to draw water from the well. When I say to a young woman, 'Please give me a drink,' and she says, 'Yes, and I'll also give water to your camels,' let her be the one you have chosen for Isaac." As the servant was still praying, a young woman named Rebecca came down to the well and filled her jug. She was very beautiful, and she was a virgin. The servant ran over to her and said, "Please give me a drink." "Yes, of course," she said, and quickly lowered the jug for him to drink. When he had finished drinking the water, she said, "And I'll draw water for your camels as well." "Thank you," said the servant, and he watched her closely. When the camels finished drinking, he took out a gold ring and 2 large gold bracelets and gave them to her. Then he asked her, "Whose daughter are you?" "My father is the son of Abraham's brother," she replied. The servant fell down to the ground and worshiped the Lord, thanking him for answering his prayer and leading him to the right woman. The servant asked her if there was room at her father's house for him to sleep. Rebecca said, "We have plenty of room as well as food for your camels." Rebecca ran home to tell her mother everything that had happened. Her brother hurried out to welcome the servant and invited him to have a meal and stay the night. When the meal was served, the servant said, "I can't eat until I tell you why I've come." "Please tell us," said Rebecca's brother. The servant explained how God had led him to Rebecca and answered his prayers. Rebecca's brother and father listened closely as the servant told his story. They both agreed that this was certainly from God. They said, "Here is Rebecca. Take her and go, and let her become the wife of your master's son, as God has directed." When the servant heard this, he bowed down before God. Then he gave jewelry and clothing to Rebecca and her mother, and expensive gifts to her brother. He and his men ate and drank and spent the night there.
Here on Women of Hope, we're listening to the story of Abraham and the servant that he sent to find a wife for his son, Isaac. The faithful servant prayed a very bold, clear prayer, didn't he?
He did, and God answered the servant's prayer exactly. And when he found out that she was the granddaughter of his master Abraham's brother, his heart must have been full of joy. He knew that God had honored his prayer and led him to the right young woman.
But I wonder how Rebecca felt about it all. How did her family feel? How would you feel? Let's find out what happened next in this true story from God's Word.
Early the next morning, the servant asked to leave and take Rebecca with him. Rebecca's mother and brother wanted her to stay with them 10 more days. But the servant was so anxious to return without delay to his master. Rebecca's family asked her, "Will you go with Abraham's servant and his men?" Rebecca said, "I will go." So her family sent her on her way with her childhood nurse and her maids. They said goodbye and blessed her, saying, "Our sister, may you become the mother of many. May your descendants overcome all their enemies." At last, Rebecca and the servant reached the place where Abraham and Isaac were living. Isaac was in the field in the cool of the evening, meditating. When he looked up, in the distance he saw camels coming. Rebecca also looked up and saw Isaac. She asked the servant, "Who is that man in the field coming to meet us?" The servant replied, "That is my master." Rebecca modestly covered her face with her veil. The servant told Isaac all he had done. And Isaac brought Rebecca into his mother's tent, and she became his wife. He loved her very much, and he was comforted after his mother's death. That's the end of the story from God's Word.
We've just heard the true story of Rebecca and Isaac. Now, let's see what we can remember together about the story. Abraham was an old man, and he asked his servant to promise before God to go find a wife for his son Isaac among his own people. Do you remember why he did this? Well, the people they lived amongst were not followers of the true God who made heaven and earth. Do you remember what else Abraham said?
He told the servant that God had promised him many descendants, didn't he? and that the angel of God would help him find a wife for Isaac.
Yes, and the servant was very careful to obey his master Abraham. When he went to the well, he prayed.
Yes, and he asked God for a very clear sign. He prayed that the young woman would offer him water and also give water to his camels, and she did.
So what was this young woman, Rebecca, like? She was very beautiful, and she was a virgin.
The servant gave her a gold ring and two bracelets, and he asked, "Whose daughter are you?" And she said she belonged to the same family as Abraham.
Wow. And immediately the servant fell to his knees and praised God for answering his prayers.
Rebecca's father and brother were also believers in the true God who made heaven and earth. When they heard the servant's story, they were convinced that this was really from God. So they agreed to let the servant take Rebecca far away to become Isaac's wife. Did Rebecca have any say in this?
Well, the family went to Rebecca and asked her if she was willing to go. She must have also been very sure that this was from God, or she would not have agreed to go. What a courageous woman.
Finally, when they arrived, she met Isaac for the very first time. How would you have felt if you were Rebecca? And I'm sure you remember what happened next. That's right. The servant told Isaac everything that happened. Then Isaac took Rebecca into his home to become his wife.
And my favorite part is that God's word says Isaac loved her very much. So it is a love story.
Yes. Isaac loved Rebecca. But did you notice the loving respect that Abraham had for Isaac and that the servant had for his master?
And Rebecca's parents showed respect and love for her too. But most of all, God showed his love. Now let's talk about what this story means for us. It's in God's word for a purpose.
It really shows me how God is faithful to his promises. He promised to give Abraham many descendants who would be a people of faith.
When I first heard this story, I wondered why Isaac couldn't marry one of the local young women. Then I realized, oh, of course, she wouldn't know the true God, the one who made heaven and earth. How could she be a faithful partner to Isaac in carrying out God's plans?
Yes. When a husband and wife have the same commitment to the true God, then they can pass on the truth to their children.
And Abraham, he was really confident that God would lead the servant to the right young woman for his son Isaac, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. God had made him a promise, and he had complete trust in God's promise. He had seen God's faithfulness when God had given him a son in his old age.
When God gives us a promise in his word, we can really trust him to do it.
I like how bold the servant was when he prayed. He trusted God too. He asked God for exactly what he needed.
Yes, he did. And God clearly answered his prayer. I wonder, do you ask God in your prayers for exactly what you need? Do you feel confident that he hears you? Because he does. He cares about all the details of your life.
Including whether you marry and who you marry.
I was surprised that Rebecca's family let their lovely daughter go off with a stranger. I guess they put their faith into action too, didn't they?
They sure did. But didn't you like it when the family asked Rebecca if she wanted to go or not? They let her make the final decision, didn't they? They showed her great respect.
Yes, they did. And Abraham's servant treated her with a lot of respect, too. People who follow God should treat women with the same respect that God gives to women.
That's right, because God values each woman, even if they don't feel valued by those around them. Do you ever feel that you're of no value? that you're useless or unwanted. God does not see you that way. He created you just as you are. He loves you. You are precious to God.
Here on Women of Hope today, we've been listening to the story of how God chose the right woman for Abraham's son, Isaac. This story reminds me again of how God was involved in the lives of all the people in the story.
It's so exciting to see how God had a good plan for each one in the story, isn't it? He truly cares about each individual person.
It was also a part of God's big plan. Through Abraham and his family, he promised to bring blessing to every nation. Centuries later, Jesus came from this family, and he fulfilled that promise. Jesus came, and he lived on this earth and obeyed his Father, God, when he gave his life for us, to take the punishment for the wrong things we do, so we can be blessed as we accept the gift that he offers us to become his children.
And you know, just like Rebecca, we all have choices to make too. What choices are you facing today? Have you asked God to give you wisdom, to guide you to make the right choice?
There's a great promise in God's word about that. Let me read it to you. If any of you need wisdom, you should ask God, and it will be given to you. God is generous and won't correct you for asking.
We'd like to invite you to take some time to ask God to help you to make right choices in your life. Ask him to guide you each step of the way. You can be sure that he will keep his promise. He leads us when we say yes to his ways. He is a trustworthy God.
Thank you, my friend, for being with us today. I hope you will remember this story and share it with someone else, because it's a beautiful, true story from God's Word, and it gives us a lot to think about. Thank you for being with us and for telling us this story, Nancy.
It's been a pleasure to be with you. Remember, God is faithful. You can trust him. Because he loves you, you are valuable to him.
We always love to hear from you.
You can write to us in care of this station or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week, filled with God's blessings.